This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Following last Tuesday's election, it's the first time in 113 years that Montana's entire federal delegation is Republican. Statewide Republican candidates for Attorney General, Superintendent of Public Instruction, State Auditor, Secretary of State, and Governor all swept the vote, and Republican federal candidates like Donald Trump, Tim Sheehy, and Ryan Zinke won for President, U.S. Senator, and U.S. Representative. Democratic wins in last Tuesday's election for the Montana legislature will end the GOP's supermajority, but Republicans still have a solid grip on the Montana legislature. Republicans will have 32 of 50 Senate seats and 60 of 100 state House seats. Those numbers are down from the 2023 session when the GOP controlled 68 House seats and 34 Senate seats. Democrats won the most seats in a single election in 30 years, according to Democratic Minority Leader Senator Pat Flowers of Belgrade. The gains for Democrats in Helena came as Montana's legislative districts were redrawn following the 2020 census. With the new maps in place, Republicans and Democrats focused in on a few key races that both parties felt they could win, and there were two main upsets on the night, one for each party. While Republicans won't wield a supermajority, several GOP legislators project that the bicameral majority will likely have the same tenor as the conservative legislatures of recent years. With the legislative session just 2 months away, one anticipated showdown in the upcoming legislature is Medicaid expansion, the joint federal-state health insurance program. Democrats are set on renewing the program, but they need their colleagues across the aisle to join them for Medicaid expansion to pass. Legislators will convene in Helena starting this Tuesday to caucus and elect leadership as they prepare for the 2025 session, which is sworn in on January 6th. Bozeman residents voted to pass the Bozeman Plastics Initiative, marking a significant step toward environmental sustainability in the city. The new ordinance will bring changes to the Bozeman Municipal Code, effectively banning the sale or distribution of polystyrene foam and the use of single-use plastic bags, straws, or stirrers starting May 1st of 2025. There are exceptions included in the ordinance. The initiative also mandates that the City of Bozeman notify affected businesses and grants the city the power to establish rules and regulations for its implementation. Enforcement measures include penalties of $1,000 for a first violation and $2,000 for subsequent violations. The Bozeman Plastics Initiative vote passed with 63% in favor and 37% opposed. Bozeman is the first city in Montana to implement a plastics ban. The U.S. Department of the Interior is waiving entrance fees across the country to national parks on Monday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Whether hiking, camping, or climbing on lands stewarded by the federal public lands departments, bird watching at national wildlife refuges on U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service-managed lands, or enjoying national parks, national monuments, and national historical sites curated by the National Park Service, entrance fee-free days offer everyone the opportunity to enjoy America's public lands. That's free entry to national parks, national monuments, national wildlife refuges, and national historic sites on Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.